Shalom, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
I'm good, thank God, Baruch Hashem. How are you, Elon?
I am fine.
That's great. Beautiful.
Parashat Vayishlach.
That's right, Parashat Vayishlach. A very, very beautiful parasha. It talks about how Jacob returns to the Holy Land after 20 years stay in Haran. And he sends, obviously, his angel emissaries to Esav in hope of reconciliation, because obviously they hadn't seen each other in years,
yeah,
as they departed with the anger. But his messengers report that his brother Esav is coming with 400 armed men. Yaakov prepares for war by prayers, and he sends Esav in a large gift, trying with which consisted of herds and heads of livestock, to try and appease him. And that night, Jacob ferries his whole family and possessions across the Yabok River. However, he remains behind, and when he remains behind, he encounters the angel that embodies the spirit of Esav, which he wrestles until daybreak. And Jacob suffers a dislocated hip, and his name is then bestowed upon him as Israel, which means he will prevail over the divine.
Yeah.
And as the pastor goes on, Jacob and Esav meet, and they embrace, and they kiss, and there's the argument of it was a kiss or was a bite from Esav. And as the pastor keeps going on a little bit further, we see that Jacob journeys on, and Rachel dies while giving birth to her second son, Benjamin, and that's why she's buried on the roadside near Bethlehem, Kever Rachel.
Kever Rachel, yeah.
And so that is in regards with the Torah portion. If you think about it, all over, of all things, we Jews observe in order to remember events in our historic past. If you think about it, surely one of the strangest, let's see what we read in this week's Torah portion, where Yaakov wrestles with the angel, and in the course of the struggle, his hip is dislocated.
Yeah.
And therefore, the Torah says, to this day, the children of Israel are not to eat the sciatic nerve of an animal by the hip joint. Why? Because he struck Jacob's hip socket at the sciatic nerve. So, to tell us something in that sort of nature and to observe it and to put it down into history, the question is asked, obviously, is just because 4,000 years ago one of my ancestors had a hip dislocated,
why can't then, I eat it?
But I need to forego, you know, my rump steak and so on. I mean, come on. And the sciatic nerve is the Gid HaNasha, and its nerves are obviously located in the animal's hindquarters. And the reason, because they're so difficult to properly remove in order to be able to salt and remove all the blood, so only the cuts from the forequarters are usually available in kosher meat. So, if it has always bothered people that you can't eat rump steak, there's one person who you have to blame. It's Jacob and the angel. So, we still have our question. It's saying that just because 4,000 years ago we had this hip located, and Esau and Yaakov gone into a fight, therefore I have to curb my cravings. It's not fair. Is it even logical? Why remember that? Well, what's the point? I mean, remind me of something else, and maybe because of that I can't eat it. Because he had a fight with an angel, and he had the dislocated hip, therefore I have to now suffer because of that. Doesn't make sense. Especially in our generation. I want to have rump steak. I never had it, but you hear so much about it. So, there was a 12th century French sage who was known as the Rashbam. He was a grandson of the prominent commentator on the Torah of the Rashi. A very, very big biblical Talmudic commentator. And he offered a very, very interesting insight. Because the story of Jacob and angels occurred just prior to Jacob's encounter with his estranged twin brother. And Esau was coming, there was 400 men, and Yaakov was actually planning to run away, to flee from Esau, and that was when the angel attacked him. As he was trying, he was taking his family over the Yabok River, and he was coming back. He was planning on fleeing, but the angel attacked him first. So according to the Rashbam, according to this commentator, the reason for the angel wrestling with Jacob was that he would be forced to stand his ground and not escape, you know, by a back route or so, or something like that. Because destiny itself was that Yaakov was supposed to confront the enemy and overcome him. So it seems that Yaakov was coming dangerously close to developing, as he brought down a pattern of escaping. Because we see that Yaakov, he fled Beersheba when Esav threatened to kill him.
Yeah.
He fled from Lavan to Haran in the middle of the night when there's worried that Lavan would not allow him to return to his homeland. And now what's he trying to do? He's trying to do the exact same thing. To flee from yet another problem that he might have. And we see that God wanted Yaakov to learn that the philosophy of escaping is not the Jewish way. So the angel had to dislocate his hip, preventing him from running away. And now that Yaakov had no choice but to fight, in the end, what happened? He defeated the angel that was blessed with the name Israel, signifying a more of a superior stature, victory.
Yeah.
No longer shall it be said your name is Yaakov, but Israel. Why? Because you have fought. Because you have fought with the divine and with the man. And what happened? You overcame. So every son and daughter of Yaakov, which is us, we have to learn an important lesson. That every one of us must become a child of Israel. The quality and fearlessness and courage and strength and sacrifice, these are the hallmarks of Israel. Because when we stop running away from our problems and face up to them with the guts, we enter, if you think about it, a higher state of consciousness. We move up from the Yaakov Jew, the Jacob Jew, who is still struggling, to Israel mode, where we finally emerge triumphant. And when we prepare to take up the challenge and go for the fight rather than just run away, we move, if you think about it, it's so rich, it's so amazing. We move from wrestlers to becoming winners, from humble Yaakov to dominant Israel. Because escaping is not the Jewish way, of course.
Yeah.
It's not. Now, it's not easy, because escaping is the easiest way. It's the path to least resistance. However, if we can move from meekness to courage, then the story of Yaakov's wrestling match will live and continue to inspire us to become stronger personalities than what we really have the capability of being. And the dislocated hip becomes worthy of the eternal remembrance because it makes us better people. And the small sacrifice, if you think about it, we make in avoiding those unkosher cuts of meat are well worth the effort. Why? Because we're jumping to the next level. We're jumping to the hallmark of Israel. The person that's not afraid. We don't escape. We stand up for our rights. And we go in with courage and strength. And at the end of the day, God helps us. Because we're there to be able to do the most important thing. To be able to
come forth
and to bring godliness into the world and not escape. And not be ashamed and scared that we're Jewish.
Yeah.
And that's one of the lessons that I thought was so powerful from this week's Torah portion.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi, how many pieces of Lego do we have now?
We just got in now about, I think, just over 2,600 pieces of Lego.
Wow.
So we're going to be building a very, very nice, beautiful menorah. So it's going to be phenomenal, which is going to take place, by the way, at the Davenshire Mall, December 21st, which is a Wednesday evening at 4 o'clock. Councilmen from the city of Windsor are going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be having a Lego menorah. There's going to be donuts and latkes, crafts for the kids, all free admission. If anyone wants to help sponsor, they're more than welcome to let me know. WindsorRabbi@gmail.com. But it's free admission to the whole community. The whole community is invited to come.
And so all the community is involved too.
Exactly. The whole community is involved. It's being sponsored by the Shari Tzedek Congregation, Shara Shemayim Congregation, Beth El, Massey High School.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a beautiful event that everyone's going to be there, and it will be a phenomenal menorah made out of Lego. What can be better? And then we're going to, God willing, donate the Lego to the pediatrics department of the hospital. So that will be beautiful in itself.
Yes, it is.
So, yes,
so again, let's just please repeat the time and the date.
Wednesday, December 21st. At 4 o'clock, from 4 to 5:30, 6 o'clock, the event will run. We will be lighting the big Lego menorah, God willing, at about 4:30, 4:45.
That's great.
So it will be beautiful. And I want to tell you something, Ilan. It was very funny. I was with someone. I was speaking at with a group today, and yesterday, actually. And there was a man over there that was blind. And he came in the middle of the talk, and after I finished talking and we were taking questions, he says, "I think I know you. I cannot see you, but I recognize your voice. Are you on the Boker Tov show every Thursday morning?"
Ooh, that's nice.
And I said, "Yes, yeah." And he's like, "Now I know who you are, because I can't see you when you're talking now, but I recognize your voice." I thought that was so powerful. That was so
that
beautiful.
Is beautiful, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Just thought I would share that.
So thank you for doing that. And with God's willing, next week, same time, we'll have you on the show.
God willing. Maybe we'll do a special show. We'll talk about Hanukkah a little bit.
That would be great. And
yeah.
If you have those big Legos, or Duplo?
Duplo Lego.
Yeah. So
bring them to the mall.
Collect them and bring them to the mall. That's a big mitzvah.
Yep, definitely is.
Good.
Thank you, Ilan.
Rabbi,
you have a great week.
Same here. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Be well.
Be well.